What you bind will shape you. Proverbs 6 may seem to gather unrelated warnings: reckless debt, laziness, deceit, adultery. Yet one theme holds them together: the hidden bonds by which a life is either preserved or destroyed. A person is first bound by a careless pledge, ensnared by his own speech. In the ancient Near East, striking hands sealed an obligation. Debt could eventually cost land, household freedom, or even personal liberty. The warning is not against generosity, but against promising what God has not entrusted us to give. Humility, not image management, is the escape. Admit the mistake and seek release. Later, however, the son is told to bind his parents' teaching upon his heart. This is the chapter's great contrast. If truth is not willingly bound within us, appetite, debt, deceit, and shame will bind us from without. Everyone wears a yoke. Wisdom asks us to choose the one that gives life. The body reveals the heart. The list of six things, then seven, that the Lord hates is a Hebrew numerical pattern creating suspense and fullness. It moves across the whole body: eyes, tongue, hands, heart, feet. Evil is not merely an idea held in private. It recruits the body and eventually enters the community. Significantly, the final abomination is sowing discord among brothers. Western readers often treat spirituality as individual, but biblical holiness is deeply communal. God hates whatever tears apart a people he intends to make one. The same bodily pattern appears in the warning against adultery. Eyelids entice, the heart desires, feet approach, the body touches fire. Sin progresses by small permissions. Augustine describes sin as disordered love, not simply wanting bad things, but wanting good things in the wrong order, manner, or place. Sexual desire is not condemned, covenant-breaking desire is. The warning addresses a son, but its truth applies equally to women and men. Nor should we miss the mother's role. Her Torah, the Hebrew word for instruction, is placed beside the father's command. In a patriarchal culture, the mother is presented as an authoritative teacher of God's wisdom. The chapter therefore cannot be read as suspicion of women. A woman's teaching guards the son from the destructive invitation of another. There are also three kinds of sleep here. The trapped debtor must not sleep until he seeks freedom. The sluggard sleeps while ruin approaches. But the one who binds wisdom to the heart can sleep because instruction keeps watch. Wisdom does not produce anxious striving. It teaches timely action and then grants peaceful rest. Finally, Proverbs warns against becoming another person's guarantor, yet the gospel announces that Christ became the guarantee of a better covenant. Hebrews 7:22. He did not enter our debt carelessly. He knowingly bound himself to us in covenant love, bearing what we could never repay. Freed by his costly pledge, we are called to live neither recklessly nor lazily, but faithfully. Suggested cross-references: Deuteronomy 6:4-9, Matthew 5:27-30, Romans 13:8-10, Hebrews 7:22-25, Ephesians 4:1-3. Suggested hymn: Take My Life and Let It Be. Prayer. Lord Jesus, bind your wisdom to my heart before sin binds my life. Consecrate my eyes, tongue, hands, heart, and feet. Make me diligent without anxiety, truthful without pride, and faithful in every covenant. Preserve the unity of your people and teach me to rest beneath your watchful grace. Amen.